Brahman Triyat Parishrama Pumsa Madarshana Varihi Varam Varaya Badram Te Varisham Mabi Vanchitam Brahman Shriyak Parishrama Pumsam Madarshana Varihi Varam Benediction. Voraya. Just ask from me. Badrab. Auspiciousness. Te. Unto you. Vora Isha. The giver of all benediction. Ma. Mam. From me, Obi Vanchitam, wishing Brahman, O Brahma, Shreya, the ultimate success, Parishrama, for all penances, Pumsa. For everyone. Mat. My. Darshana. Realization. Avadehi. Up to the limit of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. I wish you good luck. O Brahma, you may ask from me, the giver of all benediction, all that you may desire. You may know that the ultimate benediction, as the result of all penances, is to see me by realization. Purport. The ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth is knowing and seeing face to face the personality of Godhead. Realization of the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, features of the personality of Godhead, is not ultimate realization. When one realizes the Supreme Lord, one does not struggle hard to perform such penances. The next stage of life is to discharge devotional service to the Lord just to please Him. In other words, one who has realized and seen the Supreme Lord has attained all perfection, because everything is included in that highest perfectional stage. The impersonalists and pseudo-mystics, however, cannot reach this state. Varam varaya badram te varesha ma bivam jitam Brahman treya parishrama Pumsahma darshana avadihi. Brahma, the deputized creator, is now getting the great rare privilege of meeting his own creator. This is not automatically on the power of his just holding his material position, not just because of his status as the first of all demigods. Not only because of that does he have the right to see Lord Vishnu. Because normally, even Lord Brahma doesn't get so easily the Lord's audience. We see at the beginning of the 10th canto, when Bhumi Devi appealed to Brahma to find relief for her from the burden of so many unruly kings at the end of the Dwarpa Yuga. The demigods headed by Brahma went to make their appeal to Lord Shivrakshai Vishnu, sitting on the Shwetadweep Island in the ocean of milk. And the demigods and Brahma were not allowed to cross that ocean and see Lord Shivrakshai Vishnu in person. Even Brahma, all he was allowed was to communicate with the Lord in meditation. Send him an email message, in effect, and get a response. He didn't get to see, at that time, Lord Vishnu. So normally, just because he's Brahma, doesn't give him the right to come and meet Lord Vishnu. It's because of the bhakti, the sadhana that he has performed. He's earned the right now. He's earned the privilege by his devotion. It doesn't matter that he's Lord Brahma, or whatever he is. In the spiritual calculation, our material accomplishments, our material position mean nothing. They don't impress the Supreme Lord that we've got so many upadis, that we have so much material power, and so many foolish people bow down to us and obey our commands. It doesn't impress the Supreme Lord. He is won over only by pure devotion. And it's because of Brahma's pure devotional service that Krishna is coming, or in the form of Vishnu, he's coming to give his greetings and his blessings and his instructions directly to Brahma. This is the lead up to a very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chatur Shloki Bhagavatam. Brahma heard from Lord Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He went and he couldn't meet Shivadakshaya Vishnu. But Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, the second Vishnu, is the origin of Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the third Vishnu. So he's going a step up and meeting in person now the one Lord of the whole universe. Each universe has its own Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, but he's it. He's the highest authority in the universe. Because of the pure devotion he has attained by his meditation, by his severe endeavor in devotion, the Lord has become attracted. This is one of the powers of devotional service. But pure devotional service in prema, love, prema bhakti, Shri Krishna akarshani chasa. Prema bhakti, not just devotional service in practice, not even bhava bhakti, but the ecstasy must be fully matured into prema. Then devotional service has the power to attract and control Krishna himself. So here, Brahma is being greeted by Lord Vishnu. I wish you all good luck, Badram Day. Those two words are all that someone has to receive. We think it's so important to have the vision of the Lord. We perform Govardhan Parikrama, hoping that, you know, if we do it 3 times a day for 2 months, then Radha Krishna will give us their darshan. But you can't buy the darshan of the Lord so easily. And it's not in itself the ultimate goal, just to have the vision of the Lord, to see Krishna. Don't mistake what Prabhupada is saying in the purport. Let's explain it properly. Because just seeing Krishna is not everything. Daksha Prajapati, he performed austerity and recited mantras, the Hamsagriha prayers, and as a response, Lord Vishnu appeared to him in person. He got the darshan. But Daksha didn't have pure love for the Lord. And therefore, he didn't know what to do with that darshan. He was in a state of shock, seeing Lord Vishnu. He didn't know what to say, what to ask for, how to reciprocate with the Lord. What use of it was for him? He remained a materialist as much after his darshan as he was before. As far away from devotional service as he was before, he remained. Even after seeing Lord Vishnu and talking to him face to face. So that in itself is not the perfection of life. What Prabhupada is talking about when he says, the ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth is knowing and seeing face to face the personality of Godhead. Yes, when you actually develop love of God, then you're allowed to develop your personal relationship with Krishna. And when you actually have done that, when you're actually reciprocating with Krishna in your heart, then it doesn't make a big difference that Krishna can now reveal himself to you face to face, because you're already dealing with him very intimately. In your heart, you and Krishna are communicating very tightly. You understand what he wants, he understands what you want, and you're actually communicating. So for Krishna then to show himself is not a great difference. But what is the use for Krishna to show himself to us when we're not prepared? We don't know how to deal with him. We don't have any love. We don't know how to act properly in the presence of the Lord. What's the use to get his darshan? So Srila Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati, Prabhupada says that he said that more important than our seeing Krishna is that he sees us. We should attract Krishna to want to observe us and look at us by the sincerity and the pure, non-conditional nature of our devotional service. We should attract Krishna's attention. We should want, most importantly, that he sees us. And then, if we can receive these words, Bhadramte, you know, we receive the blessing of the Lord. Whether it's directly here as Brahma receives, face to face, or whether it comes indirectly, whether it comes from our spiritual master who says Krishna is certainly pleased with you, or even from any Vaishnava, tells us that yes, the Supreme Lord is pleased with us. Bhadramte, those two words, that assures our perfection. When we get the blessing of the Supreme Lord, especially through his devotees, then all perfection is guaranteed. Everything else will happen spontaneously. This is what we should be working for. Not to force Krishna to dance in front of us and give us a darshan, but to attract his blessings. Or what is just as good, the blessings of his pure devotees. The blessing of our spiritual masters. This is what all we need, and this is what our whole endeavor of all of our life should be for. Guru Seva is the actual way to enter deeply into Krishna consciousness. This is the esoteric practice of Krishna consciousness, the secret. Guru Seva. Get the blessings of your spiritual masters, then Krishna will give himself to you. And here Brahma is getting that blessing. Badramte and Varamvalaya. Ask whatever you want. No restriction. We're suffering now in material life from so many restrictions. We can't have what we want. We have a long list, each one of us, of things we want that we're not getting. And we're coming to Krishna and complaining, why can't I have these things? But it's the nature of the material world that you can't have everything you want. Material life, because we're rebellious against Krishna, because we performed various sinful activities, because we don't bother to think about Krishna, we have no love for him, therefore we have to suffer in the material conditions of restriction and frustration and not getting what we want, because what we want is inappropriate in most cases. We don't know how to want the right things because we have no love for Krishna. We want all the wrong things. And therefore Krishna, because we're his practice, we're trying to be his devotees, he's very kind to us, and he doesn't just give us all the wrong things that we're asking for. Lord Mahadev is known as Ashutosha. Very quickly pleased, satisfied. Meaning that his devotees don't usually approach him with any kind of pure motives. They go to approach Lord Mahadev to use him, to get some material benefit, sometimes to even usurp his position. So he gives them what they want just to get rid of them. Ashutosha. But Lord Vishnu doesn't deal with his devotees like that. He is pushing his devotees toward the purity and the perfection of Shuddha Bhakti, unconditional devotional service. He doesn't want to do business with his devotees. You want to deal with Vishnu, you have to deal honestly. You want to deal with Krishna, you have to deal honestly with him. You cannot manipulate him as we manipulate everybody else in this world. You cannot do material business with Krishna. He won't do it. He will force you to change and become pure if you want to deal with him. Krishna's Kaviraj explains. He paraphrases Krishna's own words. I'm not such a fool, Krishna's thinking, and this fool is coming to me asking me for material things that will not be good for him. Why should I gratify him? I'm smarter than him. I will force him, not force, but I will encourage him to give up these inappropriate desires and aim for what is actually useful. So Krishna deals like that with his devotees. But when we do come around to adopting a pure attitude and giving up our foolish material desires, and instead cultivating pure spiritual desires for the actual satisfaction of the Supreme Lord and for the actual benefit of all living beings, when we have such desires, then we can get the blessings that Brahma's getting here. Okay, I'm satisfied with you. Badramte varam varaya ma bivanchitam abivanchitam. Whatever you want, I'm very happy now to give it to you, because your desires are now rectified. What you're asking, whatever you want, I know what's in your heart, Krishna can say. You don't even have to tell me. So whatever you want, I'll give you, because I know that now your heart is pure. I can reward your desires freely. Krishna can freely reward all the desires of his pure devotees. Brahma is such a pure devotee. Don't think he's just a demigod. In general, there are so many Brahmas. There's a Brahma for each universe. And he gets up every morning and goes through his sadhana all over again. this particular day of Brahma, our particular Brahma has become a perfectly pure devotee. He's attained the love of God, prema. He's not an ordinary Brahma anymore. Therefore, we worship Brahma as the Adi Guru, the founding Acharya of our Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He's our founding Acharya, and he's a very elevated pure devotee, not to be categorized with other demigods. He's not a mixed devotee, Sakkama Bhakta. This Brahma, now, is a Prema Bhakti, Prema Bhakta. Jai Shri Gaurinitai, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Lalita Vishakha Devi, Radhe Shama Sundar Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
So therefore, Brahma is being offered unlimited benediction. Whatever you want, please ask it from me. Shreya Parishram Aha. The endeavors. Now he makes a general statement. This is a poetic device called
not Artha Antaranyasa.
I forgot the name of it. When you back up a specific statement with a general principle, a general statement. You support a specific statement with a general statement. Forgot the name of it. It's this particular poetic device. So he's told Brahma, specifically, I'm pleased with you. You have my blessings. And then he says, you know, in general, the endeavors for the highest good of life, Shreyas, the perfection of those endeavors is to have my darshan. Mad darshana vadihi. This is general truth. You can know, if you are able to see Krishna, then your life is successful. You've done something right. Even to get the darshan of Krishna in his deity form, and be able to worship him with some faith, that means you're very fortunate that you've been blessed. So many people will not come see Krishna, or they come and take a peek and walk away and have no real desire to serve the Lord. But if you can come here every day to Mangal Arati and offer the rest of your day to Krishna's service in his presence, that means you're very fortunate. Then your day is auspicious. Mangala Aratrikam. You appear at Mangal Arati before the Lord and offer yourself to him as his servant. Then your life is auspicious. And you could know that you have his blessings. Only the devotees can realize the personality of Godhead and see him. Whether it is in their hearts, or on the altar in the deity form, or whether they're the most fortunate devotees who actually see Krishna face to face and play with him or have some other personal relationship with him. In all those forms, only the devotees, the Vaishnavas, can have this privilege. The jnanis and the yogis who are approaching the absolute truth in its impersonal form or in its localized paramatma form cannot enjoy the same privilege. They can only realize that aspect of the Supreme that they're worshipping. The jnanis and the yogis have to struggle very hard to approach the absolute truth. Pantas to Gurudeva Shatavatsara Sampragamyo. Vayurna Tabimana. So, Muni Bungamana. So, Yasti Yadkapada Sin Yavachinchatapri. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. Brahma, the same Brahma who is speaking here, who is being spoken to here, recited this prayer in the Brahma Samhita. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. The Gyanis and the Yogis are pursuing him as best they can, chasing after him at the speed of the wind and the speed of the mind. The Gyanis, those who are pursuing the Lord through the cultivation of Shastric knowledge, study of the Upanishads and of the Vedas, they're chasing after him at the speed of the mind. By their mental development, they're trying to understand the Lord. They catch hold of him by their understanding, by their jnana. That's not fast enough to catch him. He travels much faster than the speed of the mind. As fast as they can chase him, he's always one step ahead of them. Just like the barbarian Kalyavana was trying to catch Krishna on the battlefield. Krishna was running away because he didn't want to be touched or even he didn't want to face in battle this low-class man. So he ran away from the battle. And Kalyavana chased him. He was practically running as fast as Krishna, but Krishna was always one step ahead of him. He could not get near enough to touch Krishna. Almost, but not quite. Like that, the Gyanis are chasing Krishna at the speed of the mind. But he's always one step ahead of them. And what to speak of the yogis? They're only traveling at the speed of the wind. They are exercising pranayama, control of the breath. And by their breath, they hope that their prana, when they leave their body, through practice of samadhi, perfect meditation, they will be able to carry their soul up through the top of their head and leave through the Brahmarandra and go to the spiritual world, propelled by their prana, by their air, life air. So they're drilling the respiration, practicing pranayama as a step toward that. They're trying to pursue the absolute truth of the speed of the wind, of the prana, which is also very fast. You can go in your subtle body, propelled by prana. Even in your ordinary sleep at night, you can dream of being at the other side of the universe and be there in your subtle body. So the subtle body, propelled by the prana, can travel billions of miles in a few seconds. Very fast, faster than the speed of light. We're not talking about ordinary wind, we're talking about prana. And the mind is even faster. But neither those Gyanis or Yogis can ever actually catch up with Krishna. He's one step ahead of them. Meaning that they cannot realize the personal feature, the personality of Godhead. They are limited by their impersonal or localized understanding. So they almost catch up with him, like Kalyavana. And they can see the effulgence of his toes. They get that close, but they quite can't touch him. Can't quite touch him. So Vyasti Yatrapada see the other Chincha Tattva, even the effulgence of his toes. They're getting that close to him. They can't see his face, but they see his shining toes. And they try to grab him, but they can't. Not close enough. Avichincha Tattva. He remains inconceivable to them. Only the devotees can touch him, can catch him. By pure devotion. And Brahma has such pure devotion. I can't say for sure, I don't know if Prabhupada says it anywhere, what is the rasa that Brahma has with Krishna. It might be friendship. I'm not sure, that's a speculation. That Brahma, maybe Prabhupada does say somewhere, Brahma's rasa. I get the idea, but it's just speculative, that Brahma is in Sakya rasa with Krishna. Because at least he's acting like that. Lord Garbhodaksha Vishnu comes and touches his hand, like you do when a politician meets you, he touches the tip of his hands with yours. Prabhupada translates it, shakes his hand, but it's not like the Western gesture, but the Indian gesture. Touched his hands and talked to him like a friend. So it seems to be a friendly relationship. But I can't say whether that's actually Brahma's rasa, his eternal, internal relationship with Krishna. But whatever it is, Brahma has developed pure love. He's established in his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, because he's achieved that real stage of perfection, Krishna is giving him everything, his own darshan, and he's going to give him the empowerment to successfully carry out this difficult work of finishing the completion of the universe and populating the universe with all sorts of creatures. And he's going to give Brahma, even better than that, better than the other two benedictions, his own darshan and the power to create. More important, he's going to give him the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is more valuable than being the creator of the universe, being empowered to do valuable service. So Krishna empowers you to do so many things, and you go out and preach, and you collect thousands of followers and millions of dollars. But that's not the ultimate benediction. You haven't gotten Krishna's full mercy yet, until he gives you the divine knowledge of the Bhagavatam, and it's revealed to you, and you develop actual love of God. Then your life is perfect. So he's going to give the Bhagavatam. Tede Brahma Vida Yadi Kovoye. He, within the heart, but here he's doing it out in the open, face to face. He will speak in a few verses, starting verse 32. He's going to speak to Brahma, the Bhagavatam, in a concise form of just four verses, containing all the essence of the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the instruction we need to tell us how to approach God in pure love, how to love God, why to love Him, and how to love Him. That is the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Brahma is going to receive that. That's the ultimate benediction he's going to receive from Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Hare Krishna. So does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu, please. I think there's no, oh, there is.
We were discussing sometimes on the classes how even though Brahma cannot achieve, I understand like that, even though Brahma cannot achieve the ultimate goal of going back to God at the end of his life, because like there is no association on Svarga Lok, on the Svarga planets, there is no Vaishnava association, there is no. And here we see that Brahma achieved the ultimate goal of love for Supreme Lord, and also it is described like you achieve the goal to see me by realization. You mentioned Daksha Prajapati.
Oh, also, could I answer the first question? Let me do the first one,
yes.
And then we'll go to the second one. I don't agree that there's no Vaishnava association in the higher planets. There is some. It may be rare, but it's rare on the Earth planet also to get the association of pure devotees. Narad Muni is living, he's Devarshi, Rishi among the demigods. He's giving them his association. Other great devotees are living there. Pure devotees are there. You don't need a lot of association. You get Bhagavad Sambhi Sambhasya, even a moment's association of a pure devotee like Narad. That's all you need to get full liberation, to get entrance into pure devotional service. Even a small amount, if taken advantage of a station of a pure devotee, is enough. Even one pure devotee. So that is available in Swarga Loka and on Brahma Loka. But Brahma, he got the direct association of the Supreme Lord, of Lord Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu himself was his guru. Krishna can do the job himself. He can directly give his mercy, but that's very unusual. When Brahma was all alone and there wasn't anybody else in the universe, there wasn't anybody else to get association from at all. So Lord Vishnu gave his personal association to Brahma at that time. But he got the opportunity for pure devotional service directly from the Lord. Just like Arjuna received the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna directly, Brahma received the Bhagavatam directly. So I don't see how he couldn't become a pure devotee. Opportunity was there for him. And it's there for other demigods too. They just don't often take advantage of the opportunities. And there's opportunities for us, even here in Kali Yuga, to get association of pure devotees and to get the enlightenment of the Bhagavatam. But very few people want to take advantage of it. So anyway, that's my answer to the first question. And the second?
Second question is the Darshan Prajapati. He has Darshan the Lord without realization.
Yes.
I suppose, yes. And also Guru Maharaj was giving Darshan with full realization. On which depend, which is cause to have, which is factor which is causing to have darshan and full realization of the Lord or not to have realization of the Lord?
Well, Dhruva performed pure devotional service. Daksha was a karmi. He was doing ritualistic work for material purposes. He wasn't interested. Daksha was not interested in pure devotional service. Daksha also had the association of Narada, but he got angry at Narada and cursed him on two occasions. So he lost the benefit of Narada's association by dealing improperly, by committing aparadha against Narada. Therefore, he was not allowed to enter into pure devotional service, even though he got Lord Vishnu's darshan, because of his offenses against Narada. Whereas Dhruva became very quickly, as soon as he met Narada, he accepted Narada as his guru. And he followed his instructions very strictly. And therefore he became perfect. And when he got the darshan, even though he was a little boy and was also shocked and dumbstruck by seeing Vishnu, he didn't know what to say, what to do. But then Lord Vishnu touched him on the forehead, on the head with his conch shell. And he was inspired with divine knowledge and ability to speak very eloquently. And he offered wonderful prayers and satisfied Lord Vishnu with his devotion. That's the difference. Is that really the difference is Dhruva accepted the association of the pure devotee who gave him the impetus and the guidance to perform pure devotional service. And Daksha rejected that association. Therefore, he didn't get the chance. He lost out. He lost out the opportunity. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
One question.
Yes?
When we are looking at the list of our Brahma, Atma, Gorgas, and Pranaya, and we are thinking, oh, it happens so long time ago, but as a matter of fact, our Brahma is samskapaka of the Brahma Gurudeva Mata Sampradaya, first person in the line, is still alive?
Yes, we understand that this is the current Brahma. That this is all, the whole Sampradaya is extending through the current Kalpa, the current day of Brahma, back to Brahma himself. It's our current Brahma. Prabhupada, I think Prabhupada verifies that in his purports, that it's our current Brahma, the Brahma, and it's Brahma in his in the current Kalpa, which is called the Shweta Varaha Kalpa or Padma Kalpa. In his 51st year, he's 51 years old now, just past half of his life. It's about 11 o'clock or 10:30 in the morning in his day. It's a particular time in Brahma's life, and this particular Brahma has recently become perfectly pure devotee by his sadhana. So that's our Brahma. I think Prabhupada verifies that this is the founder of our Brahma Sampradaya.
Thank you.
It's a long time ago for us, but it's still within this day of Brahman.
Thank you. More one question. How we can have perspective of Srimati Ratanani in this occasion of Brahma and Lord Vishnu, or expansion of Srimati Ratanani for Lord Vishnu in this wonderful devotion which Brahma performed toward Lord Vishnu? Can we ignore somehow Srimati Ratanani or her expansion in this occasion?
Her expansion? Which expansion?
Is it expansion for Lord Krishna? That is Lakshmi
Devi. Oh, okay. You want, how can we develop devotion for Lakshmi?
If you can achieve
prema for Radha Krishna, then automatically will be included attraction to and love for, sorry, touch the mic, love for all of his expansions. Lord Ramachandra, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, these are simply vilas expansions of Krishna. If you have love for Krishna, then you'll have perfect love and appreciation for all his direct expansions also.
Same question.
And then, if you cannot achieve love for Radha Krishna, then you can aim for love of Lakshmi Narayan, if that's all you can do. But if you can get love for Radha Krishna, then everything else is included.
Who is abode of Krishna Prema in this case? Who is abode of Krishna Prema?
Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaura Chishenava. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. We can only get access to that divine love through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then his representatives, Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, and their representatives. That is our channel to get the love of Radha Krishna and get the blessings of Lord Nityananda. This is how we have to do it.
Thank you. Who is in this case a whole of Krishna
Prema?
In this particular case, Brahma.
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivinoda Swami, Iti Namini. We're followers of Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And he, for us, is the embodiment of the love of Radha and Krishna. And that's where we'll get our access. No? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you all. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki.